Hey, you're up early.
It's Monday.
Monday.
Back to work. Back to work. Everybody. Work, 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 work.
Be extremely careful what you say.
She's in a mood.
I haven't had my coffee yet.
Caffeine's a mood boost.
Good mood, bad mood.
I got the mood in everybody.
Why are you in such an obnoxiously good mood?
Coffee.
A great mood.
Cup of joe.
What's up, dude?
Hold your ears, folks.
Here I go!
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
105.7 WROR. Welcome into the Lauren and Wally Show. It's Hank, Lauren Beckham Falcone.
Good morning.
PJ Sittig.
Good
What's
morning.
Happening? Everybody good?
Yeah, great weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
I had a blast because the weather was perfect. And I also tried Cheetos Dusted Street Corn, which was a revelation.
Is that a new form of marijuana?
You know what? It should be.
I know.
People are opening up these marijuana shops. You should definitely name one, Cheeto Dusted Street Corn.
You want to come over and try some of it? I actually had corn on Saturday, too. I love corn.
Well, it's a summer thing. You know, right. You got to do it. You got to do it. And it's a perfect weekend.
Feels so good. You know, it was so nice to sleep without the air conditioner on, and I love it. But, wow, it felt good to open the windows.
Yes, it did. I gave my air conditioners a much-needed break this weekend. I mean, I was like, shut them off. Shut them down.
I said to my wife, Pam, I said, hey, come on. Will you feel the backs of my knees? She's like, what? I go, they're dry.
Oh,
I don't have sweat running down my ankles and into my new socks.
You're going to today because it's going to be 90.
Yeah, sunny, 91. Clear, 67 tonight. Sunny, 92, 93, 94 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Then it's going to cool off. Mostly sunny, 77 on Wednesday. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to play Grand in 60 Seconds.
Oh, yes. And in Dirty Laundry, we have a brandy new engagement. You won't believe who's tying the knot.
Really?
Oh,
shocking?
Too young.
All right. We've got Bill Lee at 8:40 today. And coming up at 7:10, I'm going to tell you why Princess Kate and I both love Crocs.
Oh, my God. It's so wrong.
Maybe I'll mention my cargo shorts, too. It's all coming up on the Lauren and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Oh, boy. It's time for that battle of wits. Grand in 60 Seconds. Let's meet our player today. It's David Timoney. David, how are you this morning?
Not bad. How are you guys doing?
I'm good.
How you feeling? Feeling strong?
Feeling good.
Okay, feeling good. All right, so David, here's what's going to happen. And everybody playing along at home, LBF has 10 questions she's going to ask you, David. You
Random
have
questions.
1 minute to answer those questions. You can, pass if you're not sure. And we'll go back if we have time left in the 60 seconds. You need all 10 questions answered correctly within the minute to win $1,000 from Century Bank. What do you think?
Hopefully I can do it.
All right. Okay. LBF, you got the questions ready?
I got the questions ready.
Here we go, David. 3, 2, 1, go.
According to the myth, what is found at the end of the rainbow?
Pot of gold.
Who plays Ant-Man?
Pass.
How many hot dogs and buns did Joey Chestnut eat in 10 minutes at the 2018's Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Competition?
118.
What type of animal did Tom Brady see on his recent vacation and post on Instagram?
Pass.
How many Major League Baseball teams are there?
32.
What is the currency of India?
I don't know.
The first McDonald's restaurant opened in which U.S. state?
Minnesota.
Who wrote the Twilight book series?
Pass.
Who is next in line to succeed the president after the vice president?
Speaker of the House.
That was a good answer on that one.
Good answer on that one.
At the buzzer.
At the buzzer.
I'm
going to
get two. I got two, didn't I?
You got, I don't even know.
But I bet you had a fun 4th of July.
Two.
Yes, I did.
What did you say for McDonald's? I didn't quite get that.
Minnesota.
Yeah, no, you got two right then. All right, where do you go wrong there, LB?
Well, Paul Rudd plays Ant-Man. Joey Chestnut ate 74 hot dogs. Tom Brady saw a grizzly bear on his vacation. You guessed 32 on Major League Baseball. There are only 30 teams. The currency of India is the rupee. California was where the first McDonald's restaurant opened. Stephanie Meyer wrote the Twilight book series.
All right.
But Speaker of the House. There you go.
You ended on a high note.
You did. You did end up on a high note.
It was good. You got one at the beginning and one at the end.
Right. Your civics teacher would be proud.
You just missed everything in the middle.
Yep. I just saw that on TV this morning. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, guess what? It's okay. We have a consolation prize for you, David. You have a $100 Stop and Shop gift card. Stop and Shop Savory Magazine help you save money and stock your freezer with their July online issue. This month's feature is Value Pack Perfect Pork Chops featuring three recipes and freezing tips. Find it at savoryonline.com right now. And hey, David, great job. We really appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
Have a great day. Enjoy your consolation prize. Anybody else, if you think you have what it takes to be a contestant, enter right now at WROR.com and maybe you could win $1,000 thanks to our friends at Century Bank. All right, coming up in about, I don't know, 8 minutes. How lazy are you, LBF?
Pretty lazy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I have a definitive answer on how lazy I am. I'm so lazy I can't even pronounce that word.
Don't even need all that word. Coming up next right here, the Lorne and Wally Show. Brian, LBF, and Hank holding down the fort. Maybe Lorne will come back. I don't know.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR, it's the Lorne and Wally Show. Hank, LBF, and PJ at a spectacular sunny Monday, 6:20. Now it's time for your Men for Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem walks into $3 Dewey's and sees Ephus looking a little down in the mouth, and we hear...
Hey, Ephus, you look a little down in the mouth. What's the matter?
Well, big trouble at home.
Oh, what happened?
Well, last night I was out having a good time, if you know what I mean.
Little extracurricular activity, huh?
Yeah, so I come sneaking home about 2 a.m., undress in the dark, and slowly crawl into bed, and that's when it all went bad.
What happened?
Well, Effie rolled over and said, Ephus, what's going on? You smell like roses.
So what's so bad about that?
Well, I didn't even know she knew Rose.
For another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
105.7 WROR. It's LBF. It's Hank. It's PJ. It's a beautiful day.
Wow.
And, hey, well, how do you feel about people filming celebrities in public? Like, do you think that's what you get when you're famous?
Right. If it's from a distance, okay. But if you had your cell phone and you saw somebody famous, Catherine Zeta-Jones in a restaurant, you walked right up to her and...
What? So that's the fantasy, huh?
Okay. You want to talk fantasies? So Sarah Jessica Parker is buying bras at the La Perla store, and I walk by.
And you videotape her.
And I videotape
okay.
her.
Okay. Yeah, like that's the price of doing business.
Price of doing business. Right. But if I walk into the close to the dressing room so I can see her when she comes out,
okay.
Too far.
So Zach Galifianakis was on Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, and they were talking about the price of being famous and whether or not you should be videotaping famous people. And they had a big disagreement, and here's what they had to say.
You ever look at it as that's rude to take out your phone and to film someone without permission?
Not if you're a well-known person. I think you got to accept that.
What?
I'm out in public. That's no privacy out in public. That's why it's called public.
You're in a restaurant. Someone's filming you there.
That's fine. Zach, nobody's interested.
I'm not saying.
No one's going to watch it.
It's the principle of it, I guess.
Well, look, I am very big on etiquette and civility and
it seems
dignity.
Like you would be that kind of guy. You very always have that.
I am. But I don't see that as an incursion on my privacy or my dignity, or I don't find it rude.
Wonderful, because I have a show I want to pitch you called Celebrity Toilet Cams.
There you have it.
Oh, my God, that is funny.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's LBF, it's Hank, it's PJ, it's, oh my God, did you see that last night? The Vegas Jump by Travis, what's his last name again? Pastrana? He recreated Evel Knievel's jumps. One involved 52 cars, one involved 16 buses, and the final one involved him jumping over the fountains. Well, I didn't say jumping, I guess riding over the mountains.
Yeah, well, he jumps off a ramp and then flies over and lands.
On the bike.
On the motorcycle.
Yes. So.
That's what Evel Knievel did.
Yeah.
When I went to Las Vegas, the first thing I did was go to Caesar's Palace to see the fountain.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
So anyway, I was just watching it, and I cannot believe, for two things, how easy Travis made this look. I mean, unbelievable. And then when I read about Evel Knievel's failed attempt.
Oh, God.
Do you know what happened to him?
Well, first of all, it was must-see TV for America when Evel Knievel in his red, white, and blue leather motorcycle suit would try these stunts.
It was in 1967, he tried to jump over the fountain at Caesar's Palace. He crashed. He broke his left hip, his right ankle, both hands and wrists, and crushed his pelvis. He was hospitalized in a coma for almost a month and never attempted the fountain again. But it made him famous, like super crazy famous.
And Travis thought, hey, that might be a good idea.
This guy is really incredible. He's just such a crazy daredevil. And he said the hardest thing about it was getting the Evel Knievel suit on. Isn't that crazy? But that reminded me like how fascinating Evel Knievel was and all, because my brother had an Evel Knievel doll.
An Evel Knievel doll?
Well, yeah. It had like the bike and the thing.
No, I had the same thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't an Evel Knievel doll. It was the Evel Knievel action figure. And he came with a motorcycle, and you could crank up the motorcycle, and the little motorcycle would go shooting across your floor and then do a couple of stunts and land.
Did he come with a Blue Cross Blue Shield card? Because that's what he really needed.
Well, in my case, he crashed and ended up under the refrigerator in the kitchen.
Oh, the end of Evel Knievel
right.
in Hank's house.
Well, Mr. Pastrami, whatever his name, he got it done.
Pastrana, but I like the way you think. I'm hungry.
And remember, it's not a doll. It's an action figure. All right, Red Sox, hey, they were rocking and rolling out in Kansas City against the Royals. They swept them this weekend, and they had a 7-4 win to close it out yesterday in KC. Andrew Benintendi, 4 hits LBF. Xander Bogaerts, Mitch Moreland, Eduardo Nunez each had 2 RBIs, and Rick Porcello raised his record to 11-3, pitched 7 innings of 3-run ball, 9 strikeouts. Craig Kimbrel earned his 27th save. Yankees won, so the Sox still 2 games ahead in the AL East. Texas Rangers in town tonight. Eduardo Rodriguez against Mike Minor. Red Sox, one of 3 teams sending 5 players to the All-Star game. Mookie Betts and J.D. Martinez voted as starters. Chris Sale, Craig Kimbrel, and Mitch Moreland also named. Andrew Benintendi, by the way, one of the 5 final vote players. Fans will decide the last All-Star name. You can vote online at MLB.com. The All-Star game is next Tuesday at Nationals Park in D.C. Celts back in action tonight. The NBA Summer League in Las Vegas against the Hornets. World Cup Soccer semifinals coming up tomorrow. France against Belgium. Wednesday, it's Croatia and England. And at Wimbledon, round 4 today, Roger Federer and Serena Williams both in action this morning.
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Gary and Amy have been looking into having their house power washed.
Sure.
Amy wants to get Gary for his birthday. So I called Gary as the company that Amy hired to wash the house, and I don't think they're doing a very good job.
Hello.
Hey, trying to reach Gary.
You're speaking to him.
Hey, Gary, this is Lloyd from the Pressure is On Power Washing.
My wife called you, is that correct?
We're just wrapping up your job here.
Oh, I thought she was just going to get an estimate. I didn't know what was happening.
You know what? We had an opening, so we just took care of it. So I just wanted to touch base with you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, how did everything go?
You know, it went pretty well. A couple things we might want to, just when you get home, you might notice. We did the pressure. We got a 3,500 PSI power washer, you know, so it takes care of just about anything, you know?
Oh, great. Okay, cool. It sounds great.
Yeah, because we say here at The Pressure's On, we say, you know, high pressure cleaning, not high pressure service. You know what I mean, Gary?
I appreciate that, man. I really do.
I noticed a few loose bricks when we were cleaning the chimney. You might want to check those out. With the pressure washer, a couple of them popped out. You might need a mason to check
out. Wait a minute. Loose bricks?
Yeah, there's some.
You mean to tell me a pressure washer loosened the bricks on a chimney?
They were probably loose to begin with. We just cleaned them out. Maybe the dirt was holding them together a little bit, you know? So they look good and clean, but there are a few that are on the ground now.
On the ground?
Yeah, we've made a little pile of them. You might want to put those back in with like a mason or something. Yeah, and I don't know if they were there before, but I noticed some dead birds in the area. Harry and I were kind of doing a little sword fight with the pressure washers, kind of like a dueling pressure washer sword fight. We might have clipped a bird or two in some of the trees. We got a little couple of the branches, so there are a couple, you know, leaves and things down there in the side yard.
Well, listen, what kind of birds were they?
Oh, I don't know. Once they get hit with 3,500 PSI, there's not much left. Kind of just a puff of feathers. Also, you know, my buddy Harry, if you happen
happened to find a big toe. He kind of caught his toe with the power washer, and it was set at about 5,000 PSI. So he's off at the hospital anyway, getting that checked out. But it'd be great if we could find it to put it back on.
He lost a toe? Like off his foot?
Yeah, it's happened before. You know, we just sew it back on. But we haven't.
He's only got 10 toes for crying out loud.
Yeah, I know. He's got a lot of stitches in his feet. He's really got to be more careful. But all the blood came out of the sidewalk. It's okay.
Nobody comes to my house and kills birds and leaves a freaking toe, you know, in on my deck.
No, it wasn't on the deck. We looked. Maybe it's under the deck somewhere. Anyway, the house is, you know, good to go, ready to paint. Okay, so you're there's no paint left on your house.
What do you mean ready to paint? You were supposed to come over there and clean the siding. What do you mean it's ready to paint?
Yeah, we got it stripped down pretty good.
So wait a minute. You stripped that paint off the siding?
Yeah, I guess it did go right down to it's kind of gleaming. So clean.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm calling the Better Business Bureau. I'm calling the United
Nations. We hear from them all the time.
Well, I bet you do. I'm going to call my attorney right now and stick him on you like a rabid dog for coming over to my house, doing what you did, stripping the paint, killing my birds, leaving a toe there, and knocking the paint off my stuff.
Well, you've really been keeping track there, Gary.
And I want to talk to your supervisor, and then I want to talk to his supervisor, and then I want to talk to their supervisor.
Well, it's just Lloyd and Harry. It's just the two of us running this pressure is on power washing
Listen,
company.
I don't care if you're Abbott Costello or Bert and Ernie. You guys cannot come over there to my house.
Great duos.
What?
Those are some great duos. Thanks for mentioning us in that such great company.
Oh, listen, you think this is funny?
Well, you know who might think this is funny, Gary?
Who?
Your wife, Amy.
Why would she think this is funny?
Well, because Amy actually called me, Brian Bell, here at WROR. This is a Brian Bell buster, Gary.
I hate you. We've been listening to you guys for years, man. You totally hooked me.
So happy birthday, Gary.
Well, I appreciate that, man. If I find the toe, I'm going to barbecue and send it back to you.
Yeah, if you find a toe, I don't know whose it is. But, hey, you can get Amy back on her birthday, too. And thank you for listening to the Lorna Wally Show and WROR.
We love you guys, man. Thank you so much for the laugh, okay?
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lorne and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Well, let me tell you, it didn't take
Boston's
long.
Greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
It started getting ugly in here really, really quickly.
Yeah, I'll tell you how quickly.
Really quickly. And it's all about summer footwear fashion in particular. Crocs more than anything else.
Well, dubious fashion choices when it comes to summer footwear, especially, you know, especially by men and especially by this man, Hank Morse, who insists that Crocs are a viable footwear option for a man not working in a kitchen or his yard.
And I'll tell you why. They're waterproof, long-lasting, easy to clean. They're sporty, come in multiple different colors. They're easy to get on and off.
Okay.
What's not to love about the Crocs?
Time
They're
out.
Hideous.
Time out. They are not sporty. Everything else you said is legit, yeah. Okay? Yeah. I will give you all those things, that they are washable and all that. But they are not sporty.
Yeah, but
have you ever tried to run away from somebody wearing Crocs?
No, you take them off. That's the thing.
Okay. Well, then you know what?
And throw them at them.
Here's the other thing.
Have or you ever show seen them to them?
You ever seen a pair of Uggs? They're ugly. Hugely popular because they're so functional. It's the functionality.
You know what? I feel like you're wrong there too. Uggs are warm, but they're very bad for your arches. They're so functionality-wise, you can't. And again, running in them is a bad idea.
But they're wildly popular, and people love them.
Well, just because something is wildly popular doesn't mean that it's right. Acid wash jeans, pegging your pants, Giselles, things like that.
Well, I want to know
nothing from history.
Most guys, like Brian, I mean, you're pretty trendy. You shop at Banana Republic. You get nice clothes. Who picks out your footwear? Do you buy it or did your wife buy it?
I do.
He buys it.
You buy it on your own?
Yeah, Dave buys
it. I go to the Vans store.
Well, I thought,
excuse
me. Thousands and thousands.
Does this mean somebody
people?
Else is buying your shoes for you, Hank?
No, there's no way that Pam would ever buy his shoes for him.
No, because I buy what I like, but some people, like their spouse doesn't like what they look like, their style, so they'll buy their footwear for them. Like I have Sperry's on right now. My wife bought me the Sperry's right here.
Because they look
it's
normal.
It's because she's trying to make you wear something other than Crocs.
Boat shoes.
And I just go for, also, comfort. Comfort's important, but also important, not having my feet look like a rubber duck.
But you know what? Birkenstocks are pretty hideous too, everybody.
They show too much foot.
Mandals show too much foot. There are some egregious fashion choices. I don't want to pile on Hank here because Crocs are not the only offensive footwear. They're just the most offensive footwear. Yeah.
You know what? Crocs are so popular that celebrities are taking to wearing Crocs.
Who?
Royalty wears Crocs.
Really?
Kate Middleton, Croc wearer.
Where?
Really?
Where did she wear Crocs?
On her feet.
No,
John,
where?
John Cena, Croc wearer. Jack Nicholson, Croc wearer.
Wow. Jack Nicholson is an icon of fashion.
That's
have
just because he can't
him?
Tie his shoes.
Have you seen him at a Lakers game? His shirts. Exactly. His shirts are all pulled apart.
Yeah.
He looks like he's disheveled is the nicest way I can.
Did I mention Kate Middleton wears Crocs?
And okay,
what is she? Did she like, do you think she does like heavy duty gardening at the castle?
I think she was doing something that had to do with outside stuff and comfort. And had nothing to do with anything to do with fashion.
617-931-1057. I happen to think they're absolutely fine. And I'm secure enough in my manhood and my own self that I continue to wear the Crocs, even though I have the yellow pair.
Is it security or is it just giving up?
Giving up. Well,
well I frankly think the whole thing is a Croc.
Well,
okay, so listen.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR, it is the Lauren and Wally Show, 721 with Hank, LBF, and PJ. Beautiful sunny beach day. It's going to be about 91. Now it's time for your 720 Men from Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lam and Ephus are at the Bangor Health Club and Smoke Shop. And following a vigorous workout, they step into the shower, where they run into their old buddy Tug Johnson, who's already showering. Can we hear?
My God, Tug, you're wicked fat. How long has it been since you've seen your hoo-ha?
Oh, long time.
Well, for crying out loud, Tug, don't you think it's about time you diet?
Diet? My goodness. What color is it now?
Oh, come on. Another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally.
105.7 WROR, it's LBF, it's Hank, it's PJ, and I have some good news, great news, really, about those boys stuck in the cave in Thailand. There are 12 of them in there in the coach, and they rescued a fifth today. They rescued four yesterday, and they rescued a fifth today. The four boys are at a hospital. This is an interesting part of the story. And then this fifth one is on his way. They're recovering. They've yet to see their parents. A family member told CNN that they hadn't been told which boys had been pulled out and who are still trapped in the cave because the boys' families had agreed to remain at the cave until all of the boys and the coach are brought out. It is an unbelievable story that's happening here.
So the parents are there. They may have a child that's been brought out and brought to the hospital, but they don't know it yet.
They don't know yet. Yeah. So,
that's hard.
So these kids, be a horrible feeling.
Oh, unbelievable. They've been stuck in this cave for more than 2 weeks. It's a harrowing situation, and we've talked about it before, but this is what they have to do now. This is what they're trying to. So it will take days to bring all 12 boys and their coach to the surface. Each boy is being accompanied by two divers, and it takes hours to negotiate the flooded tunnels through the dark, murky water. The most dangerous part of the journey out of the labyrinth cave system is the first kilometer, during which they are required to squeeze through a narrow flooded channel.
Just to give you a little perspective on that, 6/10 of a mile, 3,168 feet, 10.5 football fields.
Okay, yeah,
like with your arms at your side underwater.
So this is what they have to do. I mean, this is unbelievable. Putting it that way, rescuers need to hold the boys' oxygen tanks in front of them and swim pencil-like through the submerged holes. Having completed that section, the boys are then handed over to separate specialist rescue teams who help assist them through the remainder of the cave, much of which they can wade through. We're at five, and so, I mean, hopefully they'll be able to get them all out in the next couple of days. It's an unbelievable thing that I can't stop talking about. Every morning I wake up and I'm like, what's happening with the kids?
You forget that they were missing for 9 days.
I know. I mean, I was thinking about that. How did they figure out where they were? The bikes, I guess. They left them by the opening of the cave. And
right.
They, so, yeah.
Oh, my
God. But anyway, I mean, that's, like, encouraging news, and I hope they continue to take these boys out one by one. Oh, my God.
Wow.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, we got engagements, Oprah, and Elvis. But first, this is brought to you by Dr. Wu. And today's Dirty Laundry, it's LBF, it's Hank, it's PJ. Guess who's engaged?
Who?
Justin Bieber.
What?
Oh, my God. He's only 24. And he got engaged to Hailey Baldwin, who, I didn't know this, is Stephen Baldwin, his daughter. She's 21 years old, Alec Baldwin's niece. She's a model. Of course she is. And they dated briefly back in 2015. And then Justin, the fact that I know this stuff, and then Justin got back together with Selena Gomez. And then then when Selena Gomez and Justin broke up, Hailey and Justin got back together. And now they're engaged. He popped the question at a restaurant in the Bahamas. His parents are weighing in, saying congratulations and things.
Haven't
like
they
that.
Only been like redating for like a month?
Yeah, a month.
What You're is right. going on in Hollywood
I don't know.
Right now?
Ariana Grande.
Same thing.
This is too young.
He's doing better though, right, with his behavior.
I guess so. He shaved off his mustache, which is his, you know, start.
But yeah. Good. I had an aunt that did that one time. Her behavior straightened right out.
So yeah, I think it's crazy. First of all, for anybody in Hollywood to get married, two, he's 24 and she's 21. They've known each other for like, you know, basically a hot minute.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hot mess, so that's going to be fun.
They probably have nice-looking kids, though.
Oh, my God.
Oh, adorable kids, but...
Yeah, but they shouldn't.
No.
They should not have children. Okay, Oprah. You're so fun. She recently Googled herself, she says, for the first time. And she...
That's a lie. Right? That's an absolute
Listen
lie.
To this. Listen to this, and this is what she found out about herself.
Today for the first time, and I was reading about...
What did you say?
I was like... I am so impressed with myself.
Really?
This is what I didn't know, that I was first African-American self-made billionaire. Did not know that. Donated more to charity in the 20th century than any other African-American. I said, this is really good.
That's really
She's
great.
Impressed
really
with herself. I mean,
guess
if
so.
I were Oprah, I guess I'd be a little bit impressed with myself, but that's... It's slightly obnoxious,
it's
don't you think?
Slightly a humble brag, kind
it's,
of
yes,
in a way.
Yes, exactly. I mean, good for you, but do you really have to point it out?
It's 150% obnoxious, don't you think? Oprah shouldn't have to reiterate what the world knows. She's a good person, has done some nice things, you know, historical trendsetter.
Yeah, right. You're right. Oh. Yeah, you don't need to tell.
No,
you don't need to
we all know
your
it.
Resume to us. We all know it. Have you ever Googled yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a personal question?
Of course.
Yes.
Just to make sure that lawsuit wasn't showing up anymore.
I hate Googling myself, especially images. It's like, oh, that was a mistake.
Yeah.
Anybody who said they've never Googled themselves is lying to you.
Yeah, that's
especially
true.
In this day and age, like, God forbid anything gets out there that you don't want out there. That like,
how do you scrub it? I wouldn't even know
like
how to
a picture
scrub
or something.
Can
I don't
you scrub it from
I head? Guess you can. I would know I how to do
well,
it.
You know the terminology, it. Though. Scrub it. Is that what you call it?
Exactly. Wow. I know. All right. Hey, and Elvis news. Not Elvis. Presley, Elvis Costello has canceled the rest of his European tour because he's recovering from cancer surgery. He didn't go into specifics except to say it was a very aggressive cancerous malignancy that could be defeated by a single surgery. So he's recovering. Best wishes to him and his lovely wife, Diana Krall, who's a jazz singer who started her career at the airport playing jazz there.
Oh, Cloud really? Nine.
What? Really?
Cloud Nine, yeah.
Hey, that's so cool.
And I know
Look
bars,
you.
Too. You know.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
All right, Carol Moore from Rainham is on the line. Carol is going to try to win a grand in 60 seconds from our good friends at Century Bank. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my God, this is going to be a great day for you, Carol. I can feel it.
Oh, I hope so.
Have you been studying?
Not really.
Oh, just like me. Great. Perfect. We're
but
a great
do you,
match.
Do you feel smart, though, Carol?
I hope so.
All right. This is the way it's going to work. LBF's going to ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. If you don't know one, you can say pass, and we'll go back to it if we have time. Get all 10 right within the minute. You'll win $1,000 from Lorna Wally and Century Bank. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Here we go.
Ready, set, go.
What is 3 times 3?
9.
What TV talk show host is actor Mark Consuelos married to?
Kelly Ripa.
Little Rock is the capital city of what American state?
Arkansas.
How many ounces are in 2.5 pounds?
40.
What is the main spirit in a pina colada?
Rum.
Lightning McQueen is a character from what Disney movie?
Toy Story.
Who was the first president to be a Rhodes Scholar?
Clinton.
What's the world's smallest ocean?
Indian Ocean.
What organ produces insulin?
The pancreas.
What does a lepidopterist study?
Pass.
That's, we got to go, we got to think about it because that's your last question. Carol, you were so good.
Wow.
You got a couple wrong, but you were on fire. First of all, Lightning McQueen is a character from what Disney movie? That would be Cars, not Toy Story. The world's smallest ocean is the Arctic Ocean, and a lepidopterist studies butterflies. But wow, you did really great.
Carol, nice job.
Congratulations. Thank you.
You were smart. Congratulations. You won a family 4-pack of passes to see to go on to Godzilla and Boston Harbor Cruises.
That's a good prize.
Oh, my God. It's so fast and furious and fun. No one cruises Boston Harbor like Boston Harbor Cruises because Boston is a city like no other with a harbor to match. See the sights, learn the history, and let Boston Harbor Cruises be your guide. Think you have what it takes to play Grand in 60 Seconds? Enter to be a contestant now at WROR.com, and you could win $1,000 thanks to our friends at Century Bank and 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's LBF, it's Hank, it's PJ. Hey, what's it like to be shrunk to the size of a toy? Find out on a Walt Disney World Resort vacation to the all-new Toy Story Land. Enter today at WROR.com for a chance to win big.
Oh,
and speaking of traveling, did you hear that story about the JetBlue crew that saved the dog?
They saved the dog.
Yes, yeah, so they're heroes because this is what happened. This couple was flying from Florida to Massachusetts with their French bulldog, Darcy. And the 3-year-old French bulldog had some breathing problems, as bulldogs do.
They do. They get those little short snouts.
Yes, exactly. And so then Darcy's tongue turned blue, and she showed signs of distress. And in the past, a lot of airlines have not been really catering to this sort of situation, and that it's ended badly for the animals.
Doesn't end well for a lot of human beings.
Right. But then the JetBlue crew members, Renault and Diane, provided the owner with one of those little oxygen masks that drops down from the, you know, if in case of an emergency. And they put the mask on Darcy, and within minutes of the mask on her face, Darcy became more alert. And Michelle and Stephen Bird, who are Darcy's owners, are very grateful to the crew, and I like a good plane
a
story.
Nice thing for JetBlue. It's nice to hear a good airline story.
But you have a problem.
I wonder if they told the rest of the plane that one of the oxygen masks was going to pop down. Because you hate to be sitting back watching a movie or listening, you know, to your
and have that
iPhone
happen.
And see an oxygen mask pop.
Yeah, and what if they were a short one if something did happen on the flight and Darcy got it instead?
Can you imagine
that? No, that would be bad, wouldn't it?
I didn't even think of that.
I got problems. I think a terrible
But you know
thing.
What? I don't like dogs on planes anyway, and I like dogs and don't think I'm crazy. People are allergic to dogs. They're not human beings.
Yeah, I know. This whole trend of, like, bringing your animal on planes. It is. I always think of allergies. I think of my daughter Lucy, who's afraid of dogs. And so it's like, it adds like a little element of unpleasantness for some people. And I
sat next to a woman who had a little chihuahua, was a nice dog, but she took him out of the carrier just to be able to hold him in the seat.
Yeah, no.
And they said, ma'am, can you please put him back in the carrier?
Yeah.
And she said, oh, he's fine. And then it was a steward who spoke up and said, ma'am, FAA regulations, put the dog in the carrying bin.
The only thing is I would really much prefer to sit next to a dog than somebody who takes off their shoes.
You know, that's a good point.
Anyway.
My dogs are barking, too, when I fly. Wow.
Anyway, so, I know that's plane travel.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR, Hank, LBF, we got PJ, we got Aaron, and it's time for the legendary left-hander, the spaceman, William Francis Lee. Now batting, Woo! Bill Lee. Hi, Bill.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you today?
Yeah, I'm in my backyard, Terra Linda, California.
Oh,
two baby fawns out here, spotted fawns, and they're really cute until they get bigger and start lactating, and then they eat all the plants.
Oh, God. So the key is to get rid of them before the actual milk production.
Well, they're cute. We have so many deer in Terra Linda. It's unbelievable because coyotes kind of drive them out of the hills. But
have a wine business. Have you thought of like a deer dairy farm or something like that?
Oh, God.
Is that a thing?
No,
I don't think that's a thing.
I went to the winery, and they bought a house, and they got George Clooney's pool table that he had for 20 years, and it's gorgeous. And it's just they've offered me the job as kind of like Manners the butler, you know, that takes care of this place.
Wow.
It's got four or five bars in it. It's got a hidden room that goes back into a beautiful suite that would be mine. So
when do you start?
It's kind of neat. It's kind of for all the people that go to this Bottle Rock. It's a rock and roll show that happens every year, and it's this company that my partner works for. It's called John Anthony Wines. They have a butter bus. They park it outside of Fenway Park.
Wow.
You know, we go to all the concerts whenever anybody's in town.
Oh, nice.
In the late summer.
That sounds
well, it's a very nice opportunity for me.
Well, congratulations. Sure. Please keep us in mind if you have an empty room.
Yep.
Hey, let's talk this
Yeah.
We're a week away from the All-Star break. The Red Sox are two games ahead of the Yankees. How are you feeling about this club?
I felt pretty good at the beginning. The only thing that bothers me is whenever I go somewhere, the first person I see is someone with a Yankee hat looking at me. And it's really unnerving that it's like I'm going, what's the meaning of this? It's kind of like serendipity and fate, and I see that. And so it means that we're going to be head-on-head, you know, and I cannot believe we're at the All-Star game already. It's like the season's just flying by.
Alex,
I guess that was happening. You turned 71. I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
Alex Cora, he's done a great job this far. I mean, taking over for John Farrell. Now, Chris Sale made the All-Star team along with, you know, Mookie and J.D. Martinez were named starters. Kimbrel, Mitch Moreland, and Chris Sale also named. Chris Sale is your number one pitcher. Phenomenal first half, 9-4. Who's your number two pitcher right now?
Wow. I liked Wright until he got hurt, you know. Banged up his knee again. I don't know who the number two is.
I mean, Porcello's 11-3. Rodriguez is 10-3.
I think Rodriguez has done a great job. I think when he goes out, he's got what I call electric stuff. He's got a two seamer. His changeup is harder than my fastball. You know, that's the amazing thing how guys have gotten bigger and stronger. I think in this game, the game has really gotten quicker. I don't think he has the command that I did, but I think he could develop that command and. He's just got a lot of confidence, so I really like him. There's so many guys on this team that have played. I think Martinez, the fact that we got him early and what he did, it gave the team confidence. What happened to Devers when he slid into home? Did he hurt his shoulder?
I think he tweaked it a little bit, but he's supposed to be in the lineup tonight against Texas.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he's going to be out and miss any time, which is a good thing. Hey, we got to wrap it up, Bill. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week. Next Tuesday's the All-Star game, so we'll have a lot to talk about. We'll have a better idea what the second half is going to look like.
That's true. All-Star game. I'll be out here, too. I'm going to keep playing ball out here and shooting pool on Clooney's table.
Nice.
All right, the legendary William Francis Lee, Bill Lee, right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.